Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting. I hope you are doing well. I recommend to you warmly to stick around until the end of this week's weekly guitar meeting, because I personally would love to have every single guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting in my own collection. These are truly exceptional guitar, and you know, if you like a guitar or not, it's a matter of taste. But every single guitar of this week is going to be exactly my taste of sound and how the guitar feels. And let me start with this guitar, made by probably the most well-known Belgian guitar luthier, Walter Ferret, who is also the teacher of many, many famous names in the Belgium guitar luthiery and also in general. Walter Ferret is building exceptional guitars, and this guitar is his own model, which has a lattice bracing, and this is also my favorite guitar by him. And I have played already a few tones on this guitar, and this is one of those guitars that will probably impress everyone. It's very difficult to find weaknesses in the sound of this guitar. And this guitar, as I said, is his own model, which comes with lattice bracing. We have a spruce top, a beautiful rosette, which is a stunning work by Walter Ferret. Indian rosewood back and sides with a little highlight on the back of the guitar in the middle, as you can see. Also a little decoration on the headstock. And the guitar is built very lightweight. It's super clean. Stunning polishing, just incredible craftsmanship. And the sound of Walter Ferret's lattice braced guitars blow me always away. That softness in the tone, or the soft way of response that a lattice braced guitar offers, but the tone is so beautiful. It's traditional, but it's covered with some cream and overtones around every single tone. It's just incredible. Let me play on it. Just listen to this sound. It's this guitar has just that magic that you are always looking for when you are trying guitars. The tones are super soft and round and pleasant, but you have at the same time a brilliance in the tone which you hear in the traditional guitars. And you have the response of a modern guitar. It's like this guitar is combining the best qualities of every construction. Traditional, lattice, double top, and this is the stunning result at the end. It's hard to not to fall in love with this guitar. And also the balance is so on point. It's like one loudness for every string in every position. Thank you. Honestly, I could play hours and hours on this guitar, but we have to move to the other guitars of this week. This is a masterpiece by Walter Ferret, and I'm sure if you play this guitar, if you come to Zika's and try this guitar, you will fall in love with this guitar straight away. So congratulations to Walter Ferret, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this brand new guitar made by the Belgian guitar luthier Walter Ferret. And the next guitar is made by a guitar luthier whose guitars have been played by the biggest names in the flamenco guitar scene, Francisco Barba. But this guitar is a classical guitar that he has made, which is very rare and not that often. And we are glad that we can have this collaboration with Francisco Barba and have this guitar at Zika's Guitars. Because, as I said, you cannot find that often a classical guitar made by Francisco Barba, and it's very unique and special. And this guitar is in that kind of category of guitars with an magical sound. I mean, it's obviously coming from Spain, so Spanish guitars have always a beautiful tone, that Spanish tone. And what I love about the Francisco Barba guitar is that it's a Spanish tone with a slightly modern touch of the classical guitar sound. And this is what many classical guitarists wish for. A beautiful sound with some qualities of a modern guitar, such as fast response, comfortable playability, and also volume. And this guitar is going to offer all of those qualities. You will hear it in a bit. And this guitar by Francisco Barba is brand new from 2025, and we have a very beautiful spruce top, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. I would say, enough talking, let's play a few notes on it. Is just incredible. Let me play more on it. Amount of colors that this guitar is offering is just immaculate. It's like a little orchestra. And you have that bell-like sound, you have that brilliance in the tone that you expect from an exceptional Spanish guitar, but you have the balance and the sustain of a modern classical guitar. Thank you. me to describe the sound of this Francisco Barba guitar. It's one of those guitars that has its specific sound character. And this is also what makes this guitar so special. Let's move to the next guitar of this week. And this guitar is made by Jakob Lebisch from Germany. And Jakob Lebisch is building since many years double top guitars, but actually he started to build solid top guitars in the beginning. But the interesting thing is that he was always following a sound philosophy that even if you hear his solid top guitars, they are quite similar to his double top guitars. And it's the same with Gernot Wagner. If you play a Gernot Wagner guitar from 30 years ago, the sound is somehow similar to a new Gernot Wagner guitar, even if the construction is completely different. But let's get back to this guitar, made by Jakob Lebisch from Germany. And this is a double top guitar with a Nomex core. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And I have to tell, it's so lightweight, this guitar. I mean, I don't know how he has built that. There is no weight. But let's get to the sound of this guitar, because this is the highlight of this guitar. It's pure power. Combined with beauty in the tone. I don't know if I can remember a guitar that has a faster response than this. Also, the power and how this guitar is throwing out the tones out of this box is stunning. I have no words for it. But it's at the same time very even. It's a well-balanced guitar. It's not out of balance. It's so loud. Can understand why many professional classical guitarists want to play on this guitar, because the way how this guitar projects is going to working so well in a big concert hall. You can probably clearly hear every tone. I hope I didn't disappoint you until now when I said in the beginning of the video that every single guitar of this week is going to be a very special guitar and a very hard to get guitar. And it's also the same with the next guitar. It's made by the young German guitar luthier Tamara Stahl, who is making improvements every guitar is a step forward compared to the next guitar. At least this is the feeling that I have. And this brand new guitar made by Tamara Stahl, it comes with a cedar top, and I tried this guitar a few weeks ago, and I was so impressed by this one. It's, I think, probably my favorite guitar until now made by Tamara Stahl, and I'm very happy that we have this guitar at Zikas. And this guitar comes with a cedar top, the Tamara Stahl rosettes, and you can find this structure also on the bridge of the guitar. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. And the sides of this guitar are doubled. It could be cypress, it also could be maple. I'm not that sure, but for more information, please visit our website. You can find the link to this guitar also in the video description. I would say enough talking. Let's play on this Tamara Stahl guitar with the number 20. Let me play more. What does this guitar have? First of all, a super airy sound, very full-bodied, and I would say more full-bodied compared to the other guitars made by Tamara Stahl that I have tried. And the tones have somehow a lot of weight in them. And also the overall character of the sound is round, smooth, slightly dark, and with a lot of air. And this is what I love about this guitar. But it should be in tune. Thank you. What a great guitar by Tamara Stahl with a lot of qualities. And the highlight of this guitar for me is the heavy tone. I think this is the best way to describe the sound of this guitar for me personally. Stick around with me until the end of this video because we have still three stunning sounding guitars. And this instrument is also one of those guitars that is the dream guitar of many professional classical guitarists. It's made by the young German guitar luthier Felix Müller, the son of Antonius Müller. And if you know Antonius Müller, you probably know that also the guitars of Felix Müller are very, very similar to the Antonius Müller guitars. And super sought after guitars played by many big names. And this guitar made by Felix Müller comes with a cedar top. It comes with a balsa core. So it's not Nomex, it's balsa, which for me personally sounds a bit more, I would say, natural, because maybe it's also just because I know that there is no Nomex in it, and wood, it gives me the feeling that this guitar is going to sound more natural than artificial. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a brand new guitar from 2025, I would say. Let's see how it sounds. This guitar honestly has a completely different feeling than the other double top guitars. It has a super soft sound. It has a very long sustain for a double top guitar. I mean, not just for a double top guitar. Even as an objective opinion, it has a very long sustain. It doesn't matter if it's double top or traditional. Of overtones, well balanced, and a very deep resonance. There is a lot of depth in the tone, and you can feel the resonance and the basses. Sound is three-dimensional. This is the way how I would describe the sound of this guitar. One last point before we continue with the next guitar. It's super comfortable to play on. Very important point. A Felix Müller guitar, brand new from 2025. And as always, I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? And please, if you are enjoying this video until now, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Let's move on. This instrument, which is truly, I have to say it, unbelievable, if you consider the price range of this guitar and how it sounds and feels, is one of our recently launched Zikas Luthiers guitars. This is the Recital model. Previously, we had the Recital model with a spruce top, and this is a Recital model with a cedar top. And this guitar has a traditional construction. It's also called Recital Traditional. And it comes with a cedar top. We have Indian rosewood back and sides. And you will notice it in a bit. Despite of the traditional construction of this guitar, it's going to sound very airy, very loud. It's projecting very good, and the tone is super elegant. I would say let me talk less and let me play a few notes on this guitar. You will understand what I mean. What do you think, or how do you find the tone, the character of the tone? For me, it's super elegant. It's bright, it has a bell-like sound, and listen to the sustain of this guitar. It's very long. And what I also like, in addition to the other qualities of this guitar, is the even sound of this guitar. It's like you are hearing one tone, so same volume on different strings and in different positions. Comfort on this guitar was a point that was very important for us when we were designing and building this guitar. The tone sounds so high level. What I mean by high level is that, as I already told you, it's elegant. The sound is even. You have the sustain. You have a very good clarity in the sound. And I'm very curious if it sounds the same from the other side. Mm-hmm. It was Zika's luthier's guitar, recital traditional model with a cedar top, and we at Zika's Guitars are very curious. What is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar with a traditional construction but still a powerful sound, and as I personally find, a super elegant and beautiful tone. Let's move to the next instrument. And this instrument is made by Mirko Migliorini, the Italian guitar luthier who is building traditional and double top guitars. I would say very natural sounding double top guitars, also with a specific sound character. And we have had several guitars by Mirko Migliorini in our stock, and every customer or every player who bought that guitar was super happy. Also, in terms of aesthetics, they are just beautiful. He's doing such a great work. We have a spruce top on this guitar, a very beautiful rosette. I mean, this combination of the colors looks so good. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. And the top has a double top construction. I mean, it's a double top guitar. And the lower layer is cedar and the upper layer is spruce. We have a slightly elevated fingerboard and also a little beautiful decoration on the bridge of the guitar, which is signed by Mirko Migliorini. Well, let's play a few notes on it. What a balance this guitar has. Every tone, the same loudness, the same intensity. And it's a powerful guitar with a mostly dark and round sound, but you have that sprucey character in the tone, of course, because of the spruce top, and it's also super comfortable to play on. Also, because the guitar is responding so well and so fast, it's very easy to play faster scales and faster chord changes on this guitar. Thank you. It was a Mirko Migliorini guitar, a double top model made by him, brand new from 2025. Always a pleasure to play on this guitar. It's very comfortable. It has a super balanced sound and it's also powerful. It's very forward going. Well, and let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by one of my favorite guitar luthiers, Daryl Perry from Canada. And if you are following the weekly guitar meetings regularly, you probably know that I'm a fan of his guitars. They have a very forward-going sound. It's powerful, but it's very traditional. And you have a great tone separation and a brilliance in the tone, which is covered with some soft overtones and smoothness around it. And this guitar, made by Daryl Perry, is from 2024. It has the number 255 and it comes with a spruce top, a very beautiful rosette, great combination of colors. I guess it's also a bit inspired by the rosettes of Enrique Garcia and Simplicio. It's in those kind of category in terms of structure and colors. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. And another highlight to mention is the tuning machines. These are Rogers tuning machines, which are super high value tuning machines, and they work so good. Well, let's play a few notes on it. I mean, I'm not surprised. I didn't expect anything else. It's just magical, the sound of Daryl Perry guitars. I love it. It's almost like a harp. Play quiet on this guitar. Wow. Thank you. I don't need to talk a lot about the sound of this guitar. It's one of my favorite guitars. And if you have never played a Darrell Perry guitar, make sure somehow to get your hands on a Darrell Perry guitar, and then you will understand what I mean when I'm praising this guitar so much. Well, it was also the last guitar of this week's weekly guitar meeting. As I said, I would love to have every single guitar of this week in my own collection. Every guitar super unique, very special, with many different qualities. And I'm very curious, if you could pick one guitar of this week, which one would be your choice? Thanks for watching. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.